Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Joe Klugman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhl. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhl. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Fred Haney. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Wingo. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lil Stoner. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Lil Stoner. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNulty. The throw from Bassler and he is out, O'Rourke applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is hit by the pitch. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Rourke moves to second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball four. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bassler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball four. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener bunts towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to second. One out. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McNulty hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. McNulty reaches second base with a double. Jameson goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Speaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McNulty scores. It's 2-0, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 1 in the game. Haney hits a line drive towards third. Spurgeon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Klugman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wingo hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field, out of the reach of Cobb. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt bunts in front of the plate. Bassler fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to third. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. Spurgeon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman who is chasing the ball. Spurgeon reaches third base with a triple. Sewell scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 0 for 1 in the game. Klugman hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Spurgeon tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Indians. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Uhel hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 1 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klugman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heilman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jameson throws the ball into Sewell, who tags Heilman trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 0 in the game. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell misplays the ball. That's an error on Sewell. Blue moves to second. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Blue moves to third. Tavener moves to second. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 0 for 1 in the game. Bassler takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Noon pinch hits for Lil Stoner. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bert Cole now pitching. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jameson. The throw from Bassler and he is out, Tavener applying the tag. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 2 in the game. Haney is called out on strikes. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 2 in the game. Cobb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wingo moves to third. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt bunts towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Spurgeon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Klugman hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Uhel hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavener bunts towards the mound. Uhel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Basler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McNulty is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McNulty is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Les Burke pinch hits for Bert Cole. Les Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 3 in the game. Haney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Klugman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Wingo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Rourke moves to third. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jess Doyle now pitching. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman, who is chasing the ball. Sewell reaches third base with a triple. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener has Sewell trapped. There's the throw to Basler and over to Haney, who tags Sewell for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Spurgeon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tavener hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Basler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Basler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Klugman hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Uhel hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Cobb. Jameson reaches second base with a double. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McNulty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jameson scores. It's 6-0, Indians. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. McNulty moves to second. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-4 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. McNulty moves to third. Speaker moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a triple, and a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Heinie Maynish pinch hits for Jess Doyle. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 4 in the game. Haney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manish moves to second. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards third. Spurgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Wingo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manish scores. Haney moves to third. It's 6-1, Indians. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNulty, who is chasing the ball. Cobb reaches third base with a triple. Haney scores. Wingo goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Indians. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Heilman moves to second. Jake Miller now pitching. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Jackie Tavener. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Cobb scores. Heilman moves to third. 2 outs. It's 6-4, Indians. Topper Rigney pinch hits for Johnny Bassler. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a line drive towards first. Burns reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.